Greetings, EdReach listeners. One thing we know about our EdReach listeners is that they're a loyal and engaged group. As EdReach grows, we're giving our fans a chance to help build a fresh and new EdReach. We want to continue to offer education media that's unprecedented and cutting edge. You can support us by going to www.patreon.com/EdReach and subscribing for as little as $1 a month. Just $1 per month. We at EdReach have always believed that education needs its own media space. Help us take education forward and become part of the EdReach family. Together, we can continue to do the work that makes education synonymous with innovation. Go to www.patreon.com/EdReach or go to the EdReach website at edreach.us and click on the Become a Patron link. Give a little so that you can continue to get a lot. Now, enjoy your show.
I'm a Skywalker walking on the air tonight.
Welcome to the Two Guys Show number 33 with the EdReach Network, giving educators a big voice. This is our 33rd already. 33rd wow. Episode of the Two Guys Show. On May 22nd, 2014, I am Drew Minock. I am one of your co-hosts. You can find me on Twitter at TechMinock or on our blog at twoguysandsomeipads.com. And my other co-host, as always...
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us on the Two Guys Show from the EdReach Network. I am Brad Wade. You can find me on Twitter at TechBradWade. I am so thrilled with our guests tonight. They are great friends of the show. We have known them for quite a while. We seem to pop up at a lot of the same conferences. And two out of three of them are from Michigan, where we are right now. So I'd love to give a big Two Guys welcome to Clara, Christine, and Brett. Thank you guys for joining us. How are you tonight?
We're great. How are you?
Fantastic.
That's awesome.
We're good.
Awesome. So pre-show, we were chatting, and we were chatting about the weather. And I know you didn't say this, Brett, because you were being kind, but Drew and I are in Michigan, and I know you guys are in San Francisco. How is the weather in San Francisco?
I would say it's like 70 and sunny. It's pretty nice here. But before the show, we were talking about how Christine and I went to Michigan State. Christine's actually from Michigan, so... we know what the Michiganders who are watching this have been through. We know what it's like. Even though you guys said specifically that this winter was pretty bad, so we have sympathy.
We did miss a terrible winter.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was 70 and nice today. What was the temperature 3 weeks ago?
Probably 69 and sunny. It might rain a little bit, but it doesn't get much worse.
Yeah,
6 months ago, what was the weather?
Probably the same. It's really not. There's no seasons here. There's no seasons.
I know.
So, okay.
But I'll tell you what you don't get is cider and donuts.
Yes.
Ooh.
That's right.
You know what? I'd give up the cider and donuts to get rid of winter.
You say that now, but let me tell you what's all about cider and donuts.
All right.
Trust
Christine,
me.
Christine's really got it rough here.
I can tell.
Well, okay, if you go to our Instagram, Two Guys and Some iPads Instagram, you can see Brennan and I are at the cider mill. Christine, you'll appreciate this. We went and it was snowing. The cider mill, Yates Cider Mill, was still open and there was snow on the ground. It was snowing, so we still went there before it closed.
I love it.
It's great.
Commitment.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Well, right, thank you guys for joining us tonight, obviously. We want to dig in and really get into the interview here and talk about Remind 101 and what you guys got going on. So, for those of you, one of the, people hiding under a rock that don't know what Remind 101 is or what you guys do, why don't you just give us a quick 2 minutes about you guys and what Remind 101 is all about.
Sure. I guess I'll take that. So, first of all, thanks everyone for having us and watching this. My name is Fred Poff. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Remind 101. So what is Remind 101? We make it incredibly easy and efficient for teachers to communicate with their students and parents on a mobile phone. So teachers can sign up on our website or mobile apps in the iPhone or Android App Store in less than 60 seconds. And they can type any message they want, like don't forget to study, or great job on your assignments, or even parents turning your permission slips. And coaches, specifically Brad, coaches use it a lot to communicate with the students and parents about like weather changes, speaking of Michigan. And so there's a lot of safety parameters built into the product, and so a teacher never sees a student's number, and a student never sees a teacher's number, and then we actually track a messaging history and make it impossible to delete. And so the entire ethos of our company and our product is built around making really, really, really simple products that are safe for teachers to help them better engage with their students and parents. And to give you an idea, across the country, we have over 15% of the teachers in the U.S. using the product, and over 10 million. Yeah, we have over 10 million students and parents, and it's really all thanks to teachers like you guys who spread the word. And I guess I'll end on this note. We are super, super receptive and open to feedback. And so Clara and Natalie, who's not here, and used to be Christine, who used to manage it, but we all are really active on manning our social channels and listening to support. And so if anyone ever has a question, you can just send a tweet to Remind101 or ping us on our Facebook page, which is at Remind101, or send us an email to contact@remind101.com and see how fast. So that's like a quick background on us. Christine was actually our first ever employee, and I'm really excited to say that we're now, I think, like 25 employees in San Francisco. Does that give you guys some good context?
Yeah, that's awesome. And I'm just going to... I'm going to show my Remind 101 screen, and I don't know if it's going to show up here or not. There it is. I have two soccer teams and my class, you know, and I also – I add myself in so I can see what comes in. And, man, you know, this product that you guys designed – and, Brett, we talked about this at ISTE last year, and Drew and I have shared this story many, many, many times, Brett. You said to us when we were walking to have lunch one day in San Antonio, you said the product really took off when we started listening to teachers. And can you just speak to that real quick?
Yeah, so I'll be really honest with you. For a long time, my brother David and I, we started the company together. We failed for, like, I think 2 years. And the main reason is because we thought we knew what our users wanted. And it was a stupid, arrogant move. And when we finally got smart and shut our mouths and started to listen to our teachers, so we would ask a few questions. The teachers, just like you guys, I mean, in the state of Michigan, I remember, I don't know if Erin Klein talks to this, but I would Skype with her for hours a few years ago when we started the company. So we would ask a few questions, and then we would just listen. And we kept hearing these continual themes over and over again where teachers said, Brett, I don't have a safe way to communicate, and I don't have an efficient way to communicate. I don't have a safe way, and I don't have an efficient way. And so it is really at the foundation of our company to work hand-in-hand with teachers. And Clara is actually our first full-time hire, who is a former teacher. She taught Spanish for 4 years. So it's really at the ethos of our company to listen hand-in-hand with teachers.
Mm-hmm. I actually talked to Erin Klein for about 35, 40 minutes this morning. And I would say a good 10, 15 minutes is about Remind 101. So... Yep, so that was pretty cool. I was going to talk to her this morning. I haven't talked to her in, I guess not that long, maybe a couple days. big shout out to our good friend Erin Klein, as always. So, I know that she said she's connected with you guys, you know, since the beginning. And she actually talked to a few of your members yesterday just about some different things going on with Remind 101. And I know she always gives good quality, honest feedback, which is definitely beneficial. So.
Yep. Big shout out to our basis.
Yes. So,
okay. Hey, I'm gonna. For those of you who are just joining us, we are talking with the group from Remind 101. Thank you for joining us tonight. If you have questions for us or the group from Remind 101, we've got Clara, Brett, and Christine. Please use the hashtag #TwoGuysShow. You can see it down there on the lower third. We'd love to hear from you tonight. One thing we pride ourselves on is being a live show. We always have a great audience because of you guys and because we have great guests. So thank you for joining us. So if you'd like to hear from them, you have questions for them, use the hashtag #TwoGuysShow. We'll jump in and we'll add those into the questions for our interview tonight. Some people may or may not know, Drew and I are on the advisory board, the teacher advisory board, and so we get the benefit of seeing some first glances at some of the products, and I mean some of the new features. Can you speak to some of the latest features that you've added and then what may be coming in the future?
Yeah, so I'm actually going to let Christine do that because she's been the one working with our engineers and designers to build that.
Yeah, so recently we release the ability to attach files and photos to messages. That was our biggest, most recent release. So you can actually upload a picture or a document into any message you send, send it out to your students and parents. They can click a link and they'll be able to view it in a browser. They can download it. So that's been great. We've definitely seen a lot of fun in the elementary level, lots of fun photos going back to parents, something like study guides, even like permission slips, any forms. So that's been really fun.
And I want to actually jump real quick. The most common use case is a teacher after class will pick up their phone, will turn to the whiteboard, and they'll take a picture of it. And then right then, while the students are walking out, or even later that night, they'll hit send. And then the students won't have to spend a bunch of time actually physically writing notes because they have it instantly. Sorry.
That's awesome.
Yeah, or I forgot to give them that assignment over here. I just forgot to tell them to write it down, something like that. The big project we've got going on right now is we're working on what we call universal apps, which is we're creating apps for students, parents, and teachers. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we've always had the app for teachers, which Brad, you showed yours at the beginning there. And so now we're going to make them for students and parents as well. That's really going to optimize the experience. They'll be able to now view those types of documents actually in their apps. They'll be able to go and see the history of their communication with their teachers. It's going to leave us room for a lot more fun features in the future. So.
Yeah, I would say one of the main reasons we did it is because we kept getting feedback from our teachers, but specifically our students and parents saying, oh my God, all of my teachers are using this product and I'm getting messages in all these different text messaging threads. And it's a real, it's a, like a little overwhelming. Can you help with that? And so one of the nice things about building this universal app is that students and parents can just click it, download the app, and it will all be in one single feed. And so it won't be as intrusive to them. It will be just much easier to kind of take in the information from all the different teachers.
It's also great for people who don't have cell phones, or if you're going to one classroom where you have a tablet, you can get them via push notification now, so it sort of just opens up some more doors.
Yeah.
Awesome. And I'd say that's probably a pretty good problem to have when you have so many teachers using it that the parents are feeling overwhelmed. That's awesome. That is really cool. I look forward to that, that's for sure. I got a question. What is probably the coolest way that you've seen somebody use Remind 101, or most creative?
That's a good question.
There's one that I've seen from one of the new teachers on our teacher advisory board, Steve Figarelli. And what he does is he's a tech coordinator for his district, and he sends professional development tips to all of his teachers every day. So every day he uses Remind 101 to send a tip of the day to all the teachers. And he wrote a blog post about it on our blog. So if you go to our blog, blog.remind101.com, you can read about it. And I think it's a really like innovative way of using it.
Yeah, he was following the show earlier too.
I love seeing all the motivational messages that get sent out. So just like how often teachers pause to say either to parents or to students how proud they are, how hard they're working, and just remind them that, you know, it's appreciated, that it's valued.
And I think that's awesome. A really cool way of using it, like Christine said, because that really incorporates social and emotional learning into tech. So you're using that to really give affirmations to students, too.
Yeah, and actually, Drew, so we did a show with, we're partnered with Donors Choose, and we did a show with them yesterday. And so I think it's every week we're giving away, how much is it, $250?
$250 to DonorsChoose.org.
Yeah, and so a lot of teachers have been using it for fundraising. And so we're partnered with them on that. I think it goes until the end of this month.
End of the month. Yeah, we have 2 gift cards left to give away.
And
so
where do they go to get those? Or how do they enter?
So go ahead to our Facebook page, so facebook.com/remind101, or follow us on Twitter, and you'll see the entry to go ahead and enter.
That's
awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, it is so amazing how so many companies and how we're all tied together because, you know, we were talking with Dacry just the other day about Donors Choose. And we had some friends of yours. We had Sam and Liam from Class Dojo on. And, of course, we were all talking about different things and the way 21st century learning is looking, you know, in education these days. And companies like yours are leading the forefront. And just the way that your product is adapting to successes, if you will. You know, you've already adapted from the failures, you know, and you've adapted from the successes. Now you have so many teachers, and you're seeing different ways teachers are using it, and coaches, and students, and creating new products. It's just an exciting time to be in the education world and be a teacher and be a part of this 21st century movement, if you will. How do you feel being a part of this big picture movement right now?
I think it's really exciting, not for like any fanfare of getting press or anything like that. It's just exciting because every day we hear three things from teachers. One, we're saving them time. So it's really great that they find an easier way to engage with their students and parents. But at the end of the day, we are literally saving them time instead of them physically writing notes for 20 or 30 minutes. They can just hit a button and it sends. So we save them time, and that's important because that gives them more time to engage with their students and engage with their parents. And the second thing is that students are actually more involved in the classroom. From the feedback that we've gotten from teachers, and that they've said, wow, Mr. Teach or Mr. Minnick is actually texting me, I think that's really cool because it's how they communicate. And then the third one is that the mom and dads of this country that use our product are more engaged in the kids' classrooms. Like, to give a simple scenario, like if a parent has two part-time jobs and they want to be engaged in their kids' classroom, they just don't have the time to do it, and we give them a really easy avenue to do that. And so we very much view building this company like our job is to make your lives as teachers more efficient in communicating with your students and parents. So to sum that up, it's really, really fun to be a part of the movement, to work with teachers and see the impact that it's having on students and parents.
Absolutely, and I think one of the main things, when educators, when they discover a new tool or they hear about something, if it takes a half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour just to set it up, they're not going to do it. You know, 15 minutes they might not do it because, honestly, we don't have time to sit here and fumble around and try and figure something out. And that's the one thing that we absolutely love about it. Like you said, what did you say earlier? 60 seconds, you can literally be signed up and ready to go. It's that simple.
And Drew, actually, so we only have four values for our companies. And one of the values is simplicity. And the reason is because teachers like Eric Klein, actually, and Michael Buis, and all these other teachers who we work with in our early days, they said, please don't make more work for us. We are so busy. So no matter how much we scale and how big our team gets and how many users sign up on the site, we always want to make sure that we're making teachers more efficient and we make it super, super, super simple. Because I believe that for too long, unfortunately, teachers have had to use technology that isn't simple. And I know you guys have seen it. I've seen it where you need like a 20-page manual.
We still see it.
Yeah. We don't have to name names, but you need a manual to understand how to use these products. And we want to be the polar opposite of that. In both how simple the product is, but also the way that we support you. So that's why I said we're very involved with talking to you guys as teachers.
I always say that I think being a teacher is like running a business with no employees. And so our goal is always to make it as easy as possible to let you run your business without getting, improving without getting away. So.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. I'm watching the Twitter feed right now, and everybody's talking about the Remind 101 accounts. And Nicole just jumped on and said, hey, I just joined the show and I just realized I forgot to send my Remind 101 out for tomorrow.
That's awesome. Reminding you that we can help you, Nicole. You can remind me. I had to, I'm sorry.
Awesome. That's great. So all right, go ahead, Drew.
So I would like to just hear a little bit of the history of how the whole Remind 101, how did it all come about? Like what brought the whole idea on, I guess?
Yeah, so I actually don't talk about this publicly very often, but I'm happy to. So the reason we started the company is because I have a few learning disabilities. In fifth grade, I was diagnosed with ADD and dyslexia. And so for anyone who doesn't know what that is, it's very difficult for me, or it was very difficult for me to comprehend a lot of information quickly and organize it in a timely fashion. And so school was always really hard for me. And by the time I got to college, I went to Michigan State. Did either of you guys go there?
Nope. Eastern Michigan.
And I went to Lake Superior State.
All right. It was still... That is in Michigan, right? Lake Superior State?
Yeah. All right. And Eastern and Lawrence Tech. I went to all those.
All right. Well, I'm sure there's someone watching who went to Michigan State. So either way, by the time I got to college, I had like hundreds of assignments and quizzes and exams, and I was just super overwhelmed, and I had no way to organize it. And at the same time, I got a text from a friend, and that was this aha moment. I thought, if I have a phone on me and communicate and schedule and organize in my regular person life, why does that not exist in my academic life? And mind you, this was like 3 or 4 years ago. And so my brother and I set out to build it, and we built it by just talking to hundreds and hundreds of teachers. And again, that's why teachers are at the foundation of everything. And so what ended up happening in retrospect, about 2 years ago when we built the company, what I realize is that if we can make the teachers of this country more efficient, it can have a really big impact on the world. And the connection is, in high school, the reason that I was able to graduate from high school is because one of my teachers, her name was Ms. Whitefield, Denise Whitefield. So she was my IEP manager. And it's not so much that she taught me Pythagorean theorem or what 2 plus 2 is, but she spent time with me. She was super patient. She helped me get really self-aware and helped me become really independent by just being very patient with me. And I'm actually still very good friends with her to this day. And so in retrospect of scaling this company, and we talk about this a lot in our all-hands meetings, is if we can make the Ms. Whitefields of the world more efficient, if we could save them more time, in the next 3, 4, 5 years, the world can look very different. So that's why we're so teacher-focused, and that's how we started. And I started it with my brother David, actually, so we're a family company.
It's been a long road, though. I watched it every step of the way even before I was an employee, and I can tell you that it was not easy for them. Remember, they used to ask for accounting advice from my now fiance, and they paid him in falafel.
Yeah. Thank you, Ryan.
Taking them back to memory lane. All right.
And it's a really small world. I mean, Christine and I used to be roommates in Michigan State, and so once we moved out here and started the company, I convinced her, and she was nice enough to move across the country to join our company. And ever since then, it's all history.
Pretty cool.
And that was awesome.
Yes. We moved on to falafels. There's hummus too. No, I'm
kidding. Yeah. You got bigger.
Well, that's for awesome. Those of you joining us, we're with the group from Rewind 101. I see on the Twitter feed there's a lot of people using the hashtag. Guys, we have some questions, so I'm going to start sharing some. This one is from Steven Hesketh. He says, hey, guys, can we export our class from Edmodo or Class Dojo into Rewind 101?
Can you export your class? There's the two products are connected, so you probably can't, it would probably be an import. So like if you have a class set up on one of those platforms, you want to put it into a Rewind 101 class, there is a way to do that right now. But it's a really interesting idea, and it certainly makes sense.
Yeah. The next step to that is, I'm assuming that he hasn't yet set up a Rewind 101 account, and if that's the case, I'd encourage him to just try it, and it really shouldn't take more than like a few minutes to add all the classes and get everyone signed up.
We have a lot of people who use them in conjunction, because especially with Edmodo, you can always send out, whatever you have on Edmodo, you can send in your Rewind 101 message, and you can also put your instructions on how to sign up for your Rewind 101 class in your Edmodo group.
We do have a hidden feature. Maybe the team can talk about where it is, but we have the ability to export the message history. So one of the things teachers said to us is, we want to be able to export into a PDF or an Excel sheet all the messages that we've ever sent and use it as our PLN or as your personal learning network, or show it to the administrator to talk about how they're actually engaging with parents. Chris, where is that feature? Is that inside the account settings?
In your account settings, yep, and it's actually, there's an export message history area, and it's great now as the school year is wrapping up and you have evaluations, you can actually just walk in with a log of your communication for the year.
Good question.
That's awesome. That is a good hidden feature to know about, and I'm sure a lot of teachers will find that beneficial this time of the year, that's for sure.
Absolutely. So yeah. I thought I knew the answer, but I wanted to let you answer it, and then you ended up giving us a hidden feature, which was great.
How about that?
Always surprising.
Twitter feed is blowing up with a lot of Sparties. I hope you're happy. It's go green, I'm a Sparty, go Sparties.
Yes.
Love it.
I wonder if anyone watching was in the Michigan State's education program, the MAET. It's a mouthful. The Master's in Educational and the Master's Educational.
Master's of Arts and Teaching. Master's of Arts and Teaching, right?
Is that it?
I don't know.
No, yeah. I'm pretty sure it's EAET. So this is where the dyslexia kicks in.
I don't think it's MEAT. That'd be me. But anyways.
All right.
I'm in the meat program. That's awesome. We have used Rewind 101 from a good tip from another person on the advisory board, Leslie Fisher. Yeah. She gave us this tip that during her presentations, the first thing she does is when she talks about Rewind 101 is she sets up a Rewind 101 channel and has everyone subscribe to it. And then later on in the night, she will thank them and send them the links from the presentation. So if they missed a different link or one of the tools that she shared, because if you've been to one of Leslie Fisher's sessions, She has enough information. Oh my gosh. She knows. She knows tools that don't even exist. I swear.
So, Clara, we're going to ISTE. Are you guys going to ISTE?
Yeah, that was my next question. Is we got to talk.
We not only remind, but we can also see into the crystal ball. So Clara, myself, I think Christine, and a bunch of other employees, and we're actually sending a bunch of teachers. We're going to be going to ISTE, and I think we're going to a lot of talks. So if there's any talks that anyone watching or you guys think that we should attend, we'd love to sit in the audience and listen. And actually, I do remember Leslie actually doing that. I was sitting in one of her sessions. It's used your mind where I want to send out that message. So feel free to send us a tweet. We'd love to participate in any way.
Well, our session is one you can come to.
Well, yeah, we Drew and Todd and Angela Myers and Stephen Messler, the Olympic gold medalist, are all speaking Sunday morning together. We'll be doing a panel discussion. I know we're talking about that, Clara. I know we're talking. We've got a dialogue going about that. You may not even know yet, Brett, but Remind 101 and us, we're going to do something very cool with that. So we're already on.
I don't know. I will be there, though. Tell me what you need. I'll pass away and listen.
We are in communication.
Very cool.
We know how to get all of you guys.
Okay, so Rochelle, hey, Brett, you'll like this. Rochelle Galang has tweeted. She said it's M-A-E-T, and she is in the program.
Ah, did you?
Thank you.
Wait, hold on, though. Did you define what M-A-E-T stands for?
All right, Rochelle, yep. I think it's Masters in Arts and Educational Technology. No?
That's what I'm going with.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I'm going with it. We'll see if it's true or not, because she's been the one blowing up this party.
So I Skype all the time with Lee Graves Wolf, who runs the program, and they actually have a really cool summer program for teachers where they go to Europe, and many times we've Skyped with them, so we're pretty close with the MAET program.
That's awesome. So guys, before we move on to, you know, the shout-outs and the playlist, is there anything else that maybe we haven't brought up or we haven't talked about that you want to bring up before we move on to the other parts of the show?
You have anything?
Just a huge thank you to everybody who's watching and to you guys, Drew and Brad, that we really can't say enough that we wouldn't be sitting here in an office in San Francisco today if it wasn't for you guys. You have been our marketing. You spread the word. You helped us build the product. And we just really appreciate it. Excited. Until we had Clara, none of us were teachers. So
that's awesome.
From you. So we really appreciate you guys take so much time, and it's just so appreciated.
Well, thank you. You know, Drew and I say if it's awesome, we want to be a part of it. And as you know, Remind 101 is awesome, so it's our pleasure to spread the word and be evangelists for it and just get the word out. So thank you guys as well.
Real quick, Brad and Drew, so something I can't go very in-depth on other than what Christine said, talk about with the mobile apps. You can expect us to really up our game over the next 6 months with building some very interesting, we'll call it things, that will help you as teachers communicate with their students and parents in the classroom. So I'll leave it at that hint. You can guess what it is. But we're working really hard. The entire engineering, product design, marketing team is working really hard. And we're definitely going to up our game. So keep an eye out.
Oh, I love it.
You know what? When, 6 months down the road, if you're ready to do another discussion on your newest and latest features, come back on. We'll have you. We'd love to have you on the show again.
Cool. Love to.
And please feel free to reach out to us on Twitter, too, because I'm really looking for some more ways to integrate Remind 101 into the curriculum and show some best classroom practices. So if you ever have any questions, I'm the one behind the Twitter handle. There's a person behind there. So go ahead and reach out to me, and I'd love to be in contact with you and learn more of how you're using it in your classroom.
Well, that's awesome. And we will do a pitch as well for you at the end of the show to get people on board and tweeting at you even more. So awesome. So,
and real quick before we move on, it is Master of Arts in Educational Technology. Thank you, Rochelle.
Thank you. Twitter.
Thank you.
Yes. The power of Twitter.
Power of Twitter.
Okay, so we move on, Brad, to the – let's go Twitter shout-outs first.
Let's do it.
So we have our guests usually go first. So you can either each do a couple, three, whatever, each do one, whatever you would like.
I'll let Clara go first. She is a Twitter master.
Okay. No pressure. I want to give a shout out to Adam Welcome. He's one of our new teacher advisory board members. He's a principal in Martinez, California, and he's been giving us some awesome feedback on the product. And also just recently did a survey with all of his teachers and shared it with us. So thank you, Adam, if you're listening.
Awesome. Well done, Adam.
Awesome.
I'm going to give a shout out to Tech Ninja Todd.
Woohoo!
He's had an incredible year, and started an amazing new venture. We're so excited for him. We're so happy to have him on our teacher advisory board. I know you guys are good friends with him too. So just much love.
Much love. I have three. I hope I can remember them. The first one is Michael Buis. So I think I talk to that man at least once a week. Thankfully, he has. We're helping him in some sense other than just using the product. His school administration is actually using Remind 101, and so I was helping him with some stuff. But he continually helps us on product development and gives us a ton of feedback. So he's number one. I might butcher his last name, but I'm going to try it. Ben Spielderberg in, I think it's Dublin, Ohio. He always rocks an amazing tie. I talk to his students all the time, his high school students. And he gives really incredible feedback. And then the third one is Adam Bell, who I know everyone knows. I talked to Adam. Adam's a really great cross between someone who has taught in the classroom for a long time, who gets social media and educational technology, and is also like building a product with EduClipper. So it's been really helpful to me as like a founder and a CEO and scaling the company and giving feedback on how we can grow and work better with teachers. So those are the three that I've given shouts to.
Awesome.
Those are all great ones, great shout outs, that's for sure. So Brad, do you want to go next or you want me to?
Shall I go? Okay. All right. So I've got all their Twitter handles. I'm going to tweet them out in just a second. But I want to go to the Twitter feed because I usually give shout outs to people I've been chatting with. One, I know he's watching the show tonight. Dylan Brown. Dylan is a high schooler in St. Louis. He is going to be a student in Don Wetrick's class next year in his innovations lab. And we are going to be doing some work together with Daiquiri and Augmented Reality. So I told him if he was watching tonight, let me know. I'd give him a shout out. So shout out to Dylan. He's also familiar with Remind 101, guys, and his teachers are using it in class. So shout out to Dylan. Another one is Jamie Donnelly. I'm going to tweet all these out. We've talked about her before, but Drew, did you see the 4D Elements
Cube? Yeah, she's awesome.
Awesome. So I shared the video today. I retweeted it. Great stuff. Another one is I want to make sure I get her last name right. Andy McNamara. She has students that I have worked with, and I Skyped in with her class. And they did Andy McNair. All right, Andy McNair. You can see her on there. I'll tweet out her handle. I did a Google Hangout with some of our kids, and they learned augmented reality, and they presented to the faculty today, and they did a great, amazing job. These are like fourth graders, guys, third or fourth graders. So these are kids who are learning augmented reality and how to use it in education, and they actually did a presentation for their school faculty. So, very cool. Those guys, great job. And then Dana Taylor. She is always tweeting out cool stuff and pictures, and today she tweeted out summer selfies with augmented reality, so I retweeted that and I shared that along, so I will tweet out their handles right now, and just huge shout outs to those guys, and of course always shout outs to everybody watching the show. We love having live guests. We really appreciate it. So those are mine, Drew.
Awesome. All good ones. I'm going to start off with our good friend, a good friend of Remind 101 is Erin Klein. You can follow her at Klein Erin. If anyone doesn't follow her already, that is. Good friend. It was good to talk to her this morning. Just catch up with her and talk about Remind 101 a little bit. Next one is Lori Green. She is at AJH Science. She's given some awesome feedback and testimonials about using Elements 4D in her classroom. And same thing with Katie Ann. Katie Ann _ 76, who's also done some awesome stuff and given some great feedback about Elements 4D in the classroom.
Just missed her.
Yeah, I know. And then last one is another company, Tangible Play. So at Tangible Play, who released gave out the ability now to pre-order Osmo, which is their new thing, where it's just like, Brad, you've seen it with Tangible Play in our classroom, yeah, where you have the manipulatives that interact with the iPad. So it's not just a digital or an app, but it's actual manipulatives that you use, yeah, for spelling and tangrams and an awesome doodle game where you get to draw and it like reads what you're drawing on the paper in front of the iPad. And it's just awesome. So you can pre-order that now. So definitely give it a check it out. So here's their logo, actually.
We should have them on as well. We should have
Tangible Play come on. Big shout out to them. So they've been, I know they're very excited to get rolling with that. So big shout out to them. Congratulations. And those are my four for tonight. So moving on to the playlist. Brad's favorite part of the show.
Best part of the show, guys. So I hope, you know what? You guys should get a great laugh. You should go and watch the playback when we had Sam and Liam from Class Dojo on, because you just have to go watch about what was on their playlist, and it was awesome. We had such a great laugh about it. So, all right, so guys, this is your chance to tell us what's on your phone, what you listen to, what's currently on your playlist. You know what? And whatever it is, you just got to be proud of it, and you got to own up to it.
All right, I'll embarrass myself first. So the first one is they're called Latch, and the song is called Disclosure. It's really good. I'm actually very proud of that one. I would encourage you guys to look it up. The second one I am sort of proud of, from the 1990s, Mariah Carey, Honey.
Nice. That's a great music video.
And then the third one, I'm not really a country fan, but I just listened to it today. The Zac Brown Band, Chicken Fried.
Is that another one?
Yeah. Those are my theories.
All right, great, great. All right, Christine, nice. Clara?
Me? Yeah. So today I was listening to Robin, who's both from back when I was a kid, but like she's still cool. So
I remember.
You know, like, I've been dancing on my own. And then,
this is 2 weeks in a row you've got the Justice thing. This is impressive.
This is good.
And because this just happened, I've been spending a lot of the afternoon working on our new push notification dialogues. And so several times we've had to play push. So solo cover, always good.
Push it.
So that's why
I remember that song.
I don't know how Clara's going to beat this.
I know. Mine's pretty embarrassing. So at work, I've been listening to a lot of jazz lately, like some Ella Fitzgerald. I like another singer called Tierney Sutton. Then I always have to throw in some Latin music in there.
We're a Spanish teacher, correct?
Spanish teacher, like lived in Spain. I've got to do that. So Juanes, Chez, really cool. I recently went to a Bastille concert, so I've been listening to Bastille a lot. And then you just gotta always throw in the NSYNC and Britney. Yeah. Like,
oh wow.
Get Clara to sing, she'd be way better than me because she actually is a singer.
I didn't know that.
Used to be.
Really? Oh.
So anyone's going to EdTech Karaoke.
Yeah, EdTech Karaoke.
We've gotta get this one on stage.
Awesome.
So, EdTech Karaoke. I hope everybody has their tickets already.
Yes, and Remind 101, am I correct that you guys are help sponsoring or a sponsor this year?
Yeah, and I think we're actually going to have a few extra tickets to give away, so come find us, and maybe we'll be lucky, we'll get one.
All right.
And if you're going to SC2, we're going to have a really super secret meeting location if you sign up for our class that we'll have. So we'll have a code and a number that you can sign up for our class, and then you can find us at different locations.
Awesome. I got to make sure I sign up. I don't want to miss it.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy. It's ISTE 2014.
Is that class? Better text it.
We'll message it out.
Stay tuned.
Okay. Cool. Good.
Hopefully that'll be a huge, huge population. Have a bunch of people on the list. That'd be awesome. All right, Drew.
The one from last year, it was a lot of fun. That's for sure. Yeah, I'll go ahead. I'll go next. The first one is a new song that I've heard on the radio several times. It kind of goes, I don't know if it's a college graduation kind of theme song or like a senior year, you know, you have your senior song. But Under the Lights by Cassio Monroe.
Yeah.
Anyone's heard that? I like that song. A new one from the new Coldplay album, A Sky Full of Stars is a good song. And then the last one is I'm Yours by The Script, which is a great song. So those are my three.
All right.
And now it's Brad's turn.
Oh, yeah. I'm bringing it tonight. All right. So, you know, I'll tell you right now is a great time for music, man. There's just so much good stuff coming on satellite right now. I know there's going to be some people when they hear this, they'll be like, oh, my God, I know that song. But some people are like, I haven't heard it yet. All right. So the first one's Fancy by Iggy Azalea and Charlie XCX.
Yep.
Check out Fancy. Oh, my gosh. Dylan, if you're still watching, you got to confirm that, right? Dylan, if you're still watching, Fancy by Iggy Azalea, I know is pretty popular right now. It's awesome. The second song, this is cool because, you know, the band Fun, you know, mm-hmm. Well, this is one of the other guys, this is Jack. Jack from Fun has a band called Bleachers, and the song is called I Wanna Get Better, and it's a fun song. It is, no pun intended.
Oh, wow, well done.
It's really cool. And then, gosh, this other one, I heard this on the radio, and I just fell in love with this girl's voice. It is so cool. The name of the song is called Many Ways by Ferry Corsten and Jenny Wallstrom. So I will try to tweet those out. I know Paul's usually pretty good. I don't see him tonight. Craig's pretty good about tweeting those videos out and songs for me. But I will jump on at the end of the show and tweet those out. Fancy by Iggy Azalea. I Want to Get Better by Bleachers. And Many Ways by Ferry Corsten and Jenny Wallstrom. Great.
You're a human Spotify.
Yes. Seriously. I'll tell you what, it's scary.
I don't feel cool anymore because I used to be chaperoning all the middle school dances and hearing all the new songs. Now I have no opportunity.
You know what? Well, just, you know what? I'll email you some more on my playlist and we'll remedy that.
Sounds good.
Oh my gosh. All right. So thanks guys so much for coming on. It's been awesome. As hey, always, Drew. To talk to you. Yeah.
You know what? We want to make sure we give away to a live viewer some TechSmith stuff, you know, because TechSmith, proud partners and sponsors of the show. They make some great things like Camtasia and Snagit, and we have a
Fusion is the one I tweeted about today. Fusion is awesome.
That's awesome. All right, so how do we want to do this tonight, Drew? We usually give out a couple Camtasia or Snagit licenses. Let's see. You pick one, and I'll pick one. Let's look through the Twitter feed because it's always somebody who's been tweeting live.
I got mine.
Go ahead. You go first.
Steven Heskey.
Oh, yeah, Steven.
Steven, you get congratulations. You just won something from TechSmith.
Awesome. So, Steven, if you're still watching live right now, you need to DM me on Twitter and let me know if you have a Mac or a PC, and I will give you the license for a Camtasia license, courtesy of TechSmith. Thank you to TechSmith and Ryan and all those guys over there. And then
I have the other one if you don't.
You know what? Go ahead.
Oh, I think we got to go with Rochelle.
Let's do it. Rochelle?
Yeah, Rochelle. Galang.
Yep. You know, I got grief after the show a couple weeks because I kept saying Rachel, and Mary Weaver of Weaver World was messaging me, it's Rochelle. I'm like, sorry. So I want to make sure I got that right. So,
how'd that go?
I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
So it's Rochelle. So Rochelle and Steven, DM me. I will give you the Camtasia license. So let me know if you have a PC or a Mac, and I will get those to you. And always thank you to TechSmith for sponsoring the show tonight. So, Drew, let's start wrapping this up. Let's get to our guests. So, guys, once again, can you tell us who you are and how we can connect with you individually and as a company through social media?
Sure. My name is Brett Koff. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Remind101. You can tweet me at Brett Koff or just shoot me an email, brett@remind101.com. Any feedback or questions, I would always, always, always love to hear from you.
I'm Christine. I'm a product manager at Remind101, and I am at CA Garland or Christine with a CH at Remind101.com. And like I was saying, any products, requests, feature requests, questions, reach out.
And I'm Clara Galan. I'm Content Marketing Manager at Remind101. You can email me at clara@remind101.com or follow me on Twitter at Miss Next Ed. And if you just have any questions for us or want to check out our blog or just say hi to us in general, go ahead and tweet at Remind101 and I'll be the one answering you.
Awesome. That's so cool. Hey, Drew, I just want to like give a shout out to Scott Newcomb. You know, he's watching the show. He just said it was a good show tonight. Appreciate it.
Yeah, shout out, Scott. I told him we got to have him on.
Yeah, he's
that was one of the other teachers that we would talk to all the time when the company started. Hey, Scott.
Yeah. Hey, lots of love. And I love when people shout out their playlist. So Dylan says, Arctic Monkeys, Do I Want to Know? And anything Dylan Francis. Hey, Rachel, you saw you won. Thank you for tweeting. DM me after the show, and we will get you your prize. All right. So, guys, thank you for joining us. Drew, how can we get a hold of you?
You can follow me on Twitter, as always, at TechMinoc, or you can find us on our blog at twoguysandsomeipads.com. Obviously, we had a big announcement yesterday that we have decided to join Daiquiri, which we are very excited and honored to do. So be on the lookout for more information about a different website and some more social media accounts and stuff like that to stay up to date with Daiquiri's education section and everything we're going to be doing with them. So we're very excited about that.
All right. Yeah. So that again, we're announcing a partnership with Daiquiri. We are working with them to bring education to a global scale. We're going to bring augmented reality and how people learn in all spaces, not only in the traditional classroom, but public spaces as well. So we're very excited about this new journey with Daiquiri. We want to thank them. Their vision and leadership is incredible. And we tweeted about it last night. So you can see some different write-ups on what the journey is going to look like. And one of the questions I kept getting was, are you leaving the classroom? No, we're still going to be teachers working with kids and students and teachers. We will just not be in our own in one classroom now. We'll be in classrooms all around the world, all around the country. Hopefully, we'll be in your classroom. So stay tuned, connect with us, and see everything we're going to be doing with Daiquiri Education. So that's the two guys going global, if you will. And we look forward to joining and working with so many people around the world to truly transform education and bring 21st century learning into the classroom and change the way learning happens, not only for students, but for teachers as well. So thank you for that opportunity. I am Brad Wade. You can connect with me on Twitter at TechBradWade. You can also follow us on Instagram. If you like to see stealthy videos typically of me being ridiculous, that's so where you want to go. I enjoy that. I watched a bunch of them today. Yeah, myself, but I actually watched some Drew made about an elevator and stuff like that. And one thing I keep forgetting to say is you can now connect with me on LinkedIn. I am on LinkedIn, and it's great. So thank you to everybody. Thank you to the EdReach Network. Thank you, guys, from Remind 101. We truly enjoyed it. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Yes, thank you, guys. It's always awesome to talk to you and cannot wait until this season.
Cannot wait.
A little over a month.
It's awesome. Right. And it was nice to see Christine and Clara at McCall just a couple months ago, so it'd be nice to see you guys again.
Can't wait.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
Good night,
kids.
Bye.
I'm a skywalker walking on the air tonight.